This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday the U.S. was working with partners throughout the region to rescue hostages taken by Hamas militants when the war began October 7th. In remarks from Tel Aviv during a brief visit, Biden said the United States stands with Israel.
I come to Israel with a single message. You're not alone. You are not alone. As long as the United States stands, and we will stand forever, we'll not let you ever be alone.
The visit to Israel came amid rising humanitarian concerns in Gaza, where Israel has cut off the flow of food, fuel, and water. U.S. intelligence believes for now Israel was not responsible for Tuesday's Gaza hospital blast that killed hundreds of Palestinians. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Officials in Gaza had quickly blamed an airstrike by Israel, which denied involvement, saying it was instead a missile misfire by the militant group Islamic Jihad, which also denied it. In Israel this morning with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Based on what I've seen, it appears as though it was done by the other team, not you.
President Biden said Pentagon data showed it was not likely a strike by Israel. The White House National Security Council now says analysis of imagery, intercepts, and other information shows Israel is not to blame, though the U.S. is still collecting evidence. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel says it will allow Egypt to deliver limited quantities of humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip, the first crack in a 10-day seal on the territory. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said the decision was approved after a request from visiting U.S. President Joe Biden. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Wednesday the long-range missiles Washington had supplied Kyiv would only prolong the country's agony. Hours after Ukraine's leader Volodymyr Zelensky said they had already proved their worth. Ukraine also reported more deaths from the latest wave of Russian missile strikes and said they were bracing for an expected fresh assault on the frontline town of Avdiivka. Putin told journalists at a news conference in Beijing it had been a mistake for Washington to give Ukraine long-range missiles. Nigeria's inflation rate has hit the highest level in two decades, according to the National Statistics Bureau. The inflation rate in September rose for a ninth consecutive month to 26.72%. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
Nigerian President Bola Tinubu embarked on bold policy reforms since assuming office in May, scrapping the expensive fuel subsidy payments, a package that ensured fuel was kept within affordable limits at pumps. The president soon after that floated the national tender, the Naira, against other global currencies, causing the Naira to lose more than half its value. The reforms hurt the economy, triggering criticism of the government. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Outspoken conservative U.S. Representative Jim Jordan sought more time to bolster his faltering bid for the top job in the U.S. House after losing a second vote on Wednesday. While his fellow Republicans considered a backup option for the leaderless chamber, Jordan, who was endorsed by Donald Trump for a second straight day, fell short of the 217 votes needed to fill the vacant speaker's chair as 22 Republicans and all 212 Democrats voted against him. The prime suspect admits to the 2005 murder of American teenager Natalie Holloway in Aruba. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
A U.S. judge says the chief suspect in Natalie Holloway's disappearance admitted he killed her and disposed of her remains. Jorin Vandersloot has agreed to plead guilty to charges he tried to extort money from the teen's mother years later. The disclosure came during a plea and sentencing hearing for the 36-year-old in federal court in Alabama. The Dutch citizen was sentenced to 20 years in prison for extortion and wire fraud, but as part of his plea agreement, that sentence will run concurrently with his sentence in Peru. That's where he's serving 28 years for killing another woman in 2010. I'm Shelley Adler.
Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.